Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Tonzer talking about the cattle closeouts for the rest of this year. Some in the red, some in the black. Back in just a moment.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer has figured out the projected break-evens for the rest of 2022 for feedlots. Dr. Tonzer says the numbers are all about an unhedged situation.
Just paying cash for corn, cash for feeders, and getting cash for fed cattle situation would be. And my latest numbers were as of July 8th. So the losses are greatest here in the month of July. But my latest estimate is a loss of $150 per steer, which stands out quite strongly. That reflects the fact that fed cattle prices have declined, and yet we have high cost of gain. 123 is the feeding cost of gain that's behind that number. As you look out through now till Labor Day, I continue to project losses for steers will be leaving yards between now and then. And then the story changes. The month of October is the first month. It's a plus $25 when I'm projecting a positive return. And it continues to get better until December. December is 145. So the story changes notably by the time we get to Christmas is animals leaving the yard. Well, what's underneath that is a notable expected increase in cattle prices. So for context for our listeners, is those animals leaving the yard in July, I'm projecting are going to sell for $134. And that's the fourth column in these tables for those that look us up on our Ag Manager website. When we go all the way down to December, I'm projecting those steers that leave, think Christmas steers, are going to be $151. So a notable increase, and those in the countryside would say we've been waiting for some time. There's been slippage. But regardless, you know, a $17, $18 increase in sales price while the cost of gain is also improving from a feedlot perspective. So the cost of gain is coming down. Both of those notably improve the margins. And for those that followed me, we're talking a $300 swing going from a loss of $150 to almost a gain of $150. The next couple months look rough. They've looked rough for a while. The month of July has gotten quite a bit worse over the last couple of months in these projections. But as 2022 progresses, as supplies tighten, as you teed this up for, if beef demand holds up, it looks like cattle leaving the feed yard are going to have positive returns with them.
And Dr. Tonzer says it's real important to realize that the numbers he's talking about from the losses to the profits from now till December are all about unhedged numbers. No price risk protection.
All these numbers are presuming somebody is not hedged. So you're getting the cash price for fed cattle when they leave the yard. You're paying the cash price for feeders when they show up, and you're buying corn as you need it. Narrowly, I do this as cash price each month that they're in the yard. So each of those opens the door to potential hedging opportunities. So if grain falls and you think it's a good deal, you have the opportunity to lock in cheaper grain than you expected via futures hedging or forward contracts with the elevator, however you like to do that. On the output side, which is usually where that discussion starts, is you could, again, you could forward contract with the Packards buying your cattle. You could use CME products to, you know, hedge and so forth. You're left with basis risk, but it mitigates the majority of your net revenue risk when you do that. So there are those price management options. They're always there, and most of our listeners are well aware of those tools. But the most important part here in responding to you is this series presumes you're not doing that. And because of that, the variability, so the projected losses and the projected gains are going to be wider in this series I'm putting out than anybody that's regularly hedging. Regularly hedging mitigates price variability, so your realized outcomes are more narrow. So those that are regularly hedging probably are not going to expect and experience the loss of $150 here in July, but that same operation doing the same thing is not going to expect and realize a gain of $150 in December either.
Kansas State livestock market economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Farmers, throw a big curveball at wheat diseases they can't hit. Give him Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance, acid soil tolerance, and excellent grazability. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Check out OKGenetics.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.